Good morning, afternoon, or night, whenever you happen to be listening to this, I hope you are having a wonderful day. This is In Progress, a devotional podcast. And as of this episode, the world is still on pause. There are fewer cars being driven, fewer people out and about, and this is having an amazing effect on the environment. People are sharing photos and videos of nature rebounding in their communities. The rivers and canals in Venice, Italy are cleaner and fish have been seen swimming in them. Stingrays have been spotted in the cleaner waters near Dubai. An endangered sea turtle population has been seen in mass laying millions of eggs on the shores of India. Air pollution in New York City is down significantly, as well as in many places around the world, with people finally being able to see the stars at night. It's amazing how quickly God's creation is able to rebound from the busyness that is humanity. We are always so busy, each person living their life, trying to survive, meeting deadlines, living to work. We are on the run all the time. This is true of Christians too. And we know the importance of a Sabbath to our spiritual lives. We know the importance of taking time to meet with God in the busyness of our day. I mean, how are you supposed to hear from God and abide in His presence if you're not pausing and being still, but rather allowing yourself to be consumed by the craziness of your schedule? And now it's like the world has been given a global Sabbath. Humanity has been forced to stop and stay home. We've also been given the opportunity to heal and refresh ourselves spiritually. The excuses are gone, no all-consuming to-do lists, no places to be. Time has been given to us to meet with God in our silence. And we should take a hint from creation during this time. In the silence of humanity, creation has been given a chance to breathe, to heal, and to rebound. In 1 Kings 19, the prophet Elijah was busy running too. He was running for his life and clearly consumed with his own anxieties, having completely forgotten what God had done through him. Queen Jezebel wanted him dead, and for some reason that was enough to make him run away and basically find a place to lay down and die. And through the chaos of his life, God sustains him and pushes him forward. And then we get to this well-known passage, starting in verse 11. The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" A lot of great and powerful things were happening in the world around Elijah in these moments. A wind so strong it tore mountains apart, an earthquake, which is another powerful force of nature, and then a fire, which we can guess wasn't a small flame. All that chaotic energy, and God was not in any of it. It wasn't until all of that passed, until the world was quiet, that Elijah heard a gentle whisper from God and went out to meet him. Our world, our personal lives, can be filled with chaotic energy. So much to do, so much going on. Each day comes with its own anxieties and concerns. It's easy to forget to stop and listen for the voice of God. Our minds race with a million different things from the moment we wake up, when what we need to do is to quiet our minds and to get to a place where we can really just be open to what God is saying to us. This moment in our lives, in human history, we've been given an opportunity to quiet our days, our minds, and souls. What will you do with this Sabbath? Will you finally listen for His gentle whisper? You've been given a chance here for today, tomorrow, however long you are home, to be still and know that He is God. And when you do, He will heal you, encourage you, and give you everything you need to rebound and continue on your journey. He did it for Elijah. He can do it for you. As always, thanks for listening. Keep up the faith walk. And remember, we are all in progress. Peace.